And welcome to our holiday program here on Coast to Coast AM. Sonia Grace with us, of course, and she's talking about angels. And this hour, we'll talk with you. We'll take your questions and your stories next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our holiday program. Sonia Grace with us as we talk about angels this hour. Open lines, miracle open lines, next hour on Coast to Coast. But we'll get you involved this hour as well. Truly remarkable, Sonia, how these angels react and help us when we need it the most, for most people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For most people. When this occurs, after a person has had an angelic experience, what happens to them? Do they change?
I believe so. I believe that people have, you know, as we mentioned earlier, near-death experiences, or they have an angel help them in, you know, a moment like you described, the guy in the ocean, and it is absolutely life-changing. We have so much faith in technology. We have so much faith in what we're being told, and yet, thank God for Coast to Coast, because, you know, here's a show that does look into what if, and what, you know, is this possible? And, you know, let's really look at it beyond the comfort zone, this box that we want to feel comfortable in. And you know, to me, angels have been with humanity since the beginning of time, and we have record of these visitations in art, in literature, in all forms. So, you know, it's not just this lifetime that we're experiencing angels. It's been going on for centuries.
Sonia, some people say that we are headed for a deep, dark time. Do you agree with that? And if so, how do we pull out of it?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that I agree, but I'm going to tell the listeners what my version is of that.
Okay.
We are living in dualism. So we go outside of our body and we measure. This is good, this is bad. This is right, this is wrong, this is hot, this is cold, this is light, this is dark. And it's always been outside of ourselves that we measure our experience. And what's happening is now that we've moved into the fifth dimension, we are experiencing a much higher frequency. It's much, much, you know, more difficult actually for us to be in this higher frequency unless we raise our own vibration. And that's through, of course, meditation, prayer, you know, yoga, things that are going to really uplift your energy. Sometimes watching your favorite movie will raise your energy. And certainly, you know, we have this experience going on where it's kind of weird, like, what's happening? I've got ringing in my ears. I've got weird pain in my spine. I don't know what's going on with my body, because we're literally trying to adjust to being in a higher frequency. And so as we do this, the dualism outside of us, duality, is splitting apart. We will not have a dualistic reality in 100 years here on Earth. It is literally splitting apart. It's going away, and we are going to be left with the navigational system that is within us, that deep place in our soul body of knowing what is right, what is wrong. Some people refer to it as that gut feeling. But that's what we're really headed back towards. So yes, it's going to get a little bit darker before it gets a lot lighter. And this is, again, just a part of this separation of dualism that we're experiencing. And the task that everybody has now on Earth is to truly go within themselves and find that inner place, that navigation within the soul body, where you know what's right and wrong innately inside of you.
All right, let's go to the calls. They're lining up here for you, Sonia. Cece in Long Island, New York. Merry Christmas, Cece. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share a story about my guardian angel experience.
Sure.
I actually gave birth in the car on a bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Long Island, and my mom was driving behind my ex-husband and I, and when she came, and she's an RN, retired RN, thank goodness. When she came to my assistance, she actually said that she saw the glowing orbs or whatever you want. She definitely
called my
guardian
gosh.
Angels more than one. And whenever I go to psychics, they name my grandfather. who, by the way, paid for my Catholic school and took me to church every Sunday. But my question, in addition to my story, is what Sonia thinks about numbers speaking to you. Is it a spiritual sign, like 11-11 and all those?
Oh, my gosh, Missy, absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I pick up my phone and it says 333 or 444 or 222.
As long as it doesn't show 666, right?
Right. And numbers are to me, a really high vibration. We want to intellectualize numbers and make logic out of them. But if you really tune into numbers on an energy level, I really feel like the whole universe opens up. Numbers are very important. And if you're seeing those numbers lined up like that, you're very tuned in, CC.
And CC, let me ask you, did your husband at the time, did he pull over on the side of the road? What happened?
Did he pull over? Not calling ambulances, rounds for divorce. A block away, my son's head. This is my first son, and then 13 months later, twins. His head came out. My ex-husband didn't believe me. Then we were continuing on to the bridge, and he was born. And I said it because it was out my pants, and my ex-husband said, no. I'm like, yes. I mean, he was just...
Were you in the back seat, I assume?
No, I was in the front passenger.
No!
And you gave birth by yourself. No one assisted you.
He came out of my pants, Sonia.
Oh my God. Now, what did you do with the cord? Did you stay attached until you got to the hospital?
Here's the funny part. It was like at dinner time, everyone's trying to come on to our island. You know, we're stopping traffic and waiting for the ambulance. They use a one-time-use disposable scalpel, and they were trying to put a sheet over the windshield, please. All modesty. I was like, please, just help me. Help
yeah, modesty
November.
Goes out the window during that.
Huh? Really? No, but it was November. I was worried about him being warm. But the funny part is I had a disposable camera next to me at the time, and it was such pain to a peak. And then it was gone. It was nothing. I was focused on him. It was beautiful. And I had a camera, and I took a picture, and I am glowing. And,
I love
glowing
that.
Orbs in the photo, but... It was quite an experience. They definitely exist, and they definitely are family members, I agree. And the numbers, craziness. It's happening all over the world, especially in the last few years, the synchronicity. So I don't know what it means. I hope it's good.
Thanks, Cece. Great story.
Cece, we're just getting more attuned to this higher frequency. It's like being more telepathic with people. Seeing these numbers line up is just, it's like your whole frequency energy field is getting higher in this higher vibration. So that's the number lineup, and you're definitely tuned in.
Sonia, I see 11-11 all the time.
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah.
On clocks. I got a digital clock in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I'll look up, and it'll be 11-11-11 because it takes it all the way down to the seconds. And I look at them and go, gosh, it's everywhere. Let's go next to Jeff in Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Morning.
Morning.
George, you probably don't remember me, but back in 2014, I had cancer surgery, and when they cut me open right down the center, my heart stopped. And my heart stopped for over 5 minutes.
Oh, my.
And the surgeon was on top of me and doing CPR. Mm. But what was strange was I didn't see any light to walk to. I joke with the nurses because I said I didn't see any white light or things didn't start getting hot either, and they all thought that was funny. But then when I call it come back, I heard a man's voice say, he's back. And my surgeon said, I didn't say that. I don't remember anybody else saying that. And I said, well, I heard it. And then I woke up and I knew exactly where I was at and who I was and everything. But there wasn't ever any light or anybody talking to me.
Right. That's an incredible story, and I'm so glad that you're here, Jeff, that you made it through that. I feel that was a family member who's on the other side that said that to you, and I think that you were very protected by the angels while you were going through that surgery, which is why you didn't see a light, nor was it your time to die.
Thank you, Jeff. Not everybody sees the light, do they, Sonia?
No, not everybody does because it's not their time.
Does seeing the light mean that you're going to have a death experience?
Absolutely. I believe that when that light comes through and that space opens up and, you know, you're standing there going, okay, it looks like I'm going, there may be that experience that some people have where they are going up, but, you know, God, Creator, it intercepts and says, it's really not your time. You need to really contemplate this and, you know, think about this. And they come back down. But I think some people need to have that experience of, okay, it's my time, or it's not my time, or gee, I almost died, or I did die, so that they could come back and tell us about it. I mean, there's some amazing stories of people who have crossed over and then come back.
Let's go to Laura in New Mexico, west of the Rockies. Hi, Laura, you're up with us. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, happy, Merry Christmas.
You
happy
too.
Holidays. And I'm so pleased. I am, George Norrie, you touch my life and you touch my heart all the time with so many wide varieties of your guests. And I am particularly touched deeply by this guest tonight. I lost my partner of 28 years the week of Thanksgiving, and it's been tough. At the same time, my partner and I shared the same views that we're talking about tonight, you know, there's probably all kinds of planetary beyond what anything we can imagine, that we have probably had many prior lives, even to the point of Atlantean existence. And he was 13, my senior, and I'm 55. He just turned 68 the week that he passed. Mm-hmm. And the questions I have are just two. The first, I always wonder about the guardian angels. I've lost many family members, particularly my grandmother was my mentor. I grew up in Chicago with they were immigrants from Ireland and Italy, my grandparents. And my grandmother was just so wise about spirituality, often talked about angels. And the night
is your grandma's first name?
Oh, Dorothy.
Dorothy, and your partner who passed, what's his first name?
Robin.
Say it again?
Robin.
Robin, okay. I just have to say that Dorothy is really, like, coming through, and she wants you to know she loves you very much and that she's with you all the time. And she says that she accompanies you wherever you go. It's like she's really your guardian angel big time. And Robin, too, is saying that, you know, he's calling you love. He says, I am never far from you. I'm always by your side. And he really, he's saying, please tell her I'm so sorry that I had to go. He so didn't want to leave you.
No, it was so sudden. It was a sudden death, a really sudden death.
And so
it was not expected. And the grief, I tell you, when you talk about the idea of turning inward and you said, like, darkness to grip and to turn it around into light for the past month, because it was, you know, the 21st of November and we've come past the 21st of December, I've been doing nothing but meditating and trying so hard to rise above it and turn my sorrow. It hurts deeply, of course, but I keep trying to reach toward the light. I keep trying to turn it around from darkness to light. I keep trying
to. You should, and you're doing a great job. And Robin wants you to know he's the one that's been messing with the phones. I don't know if something's been going on with your phone or phones.
Yes, I was on hold, and I got disconnected. I had to call back, and I was hoping not to lose my place to talk to you both. And it was like, and I did get back through, because I have tried many times to get a hold of George and talk to the guests, and I never get through. It's always
good.
Busy. So
well, he's definitely helping you, Laura. He's helping you. And, you know,
it works.
There's times when, for any of us, you know, we feel so lonely and so lost without our loved ones, you know, and especially around the holidays. But you have to remember that there's a reason that they're on the other side. There's things going on that they're all doing for our benefit. And if we can just trust and know that those little signs that we get, we find a penny, you know, the phone messes up, the curtain kind of waves in the breeze, there's signs that they're giving us that they're there.
That's remarkable work, Sonia, that you've been doing this. Now, how long has this been occurring for you, this connection you've had?
George, I've been like this. I was born with these gifts. My earliest memory is 2 years old. You know, I saw my guides.
Two years old?
Wow. 2 years old. I could see my guides. And all through my childhood, you know, I saw the spirit realm. I saw my guides. I played in the woods and saw the David kingdom, all the spirits of the trees and the plants. And I mean, I was really, really out there. And, you know, thank God my mom put me in ballet class.
Let's go east of the Rockies. James is with us in Ohio. Hello, James. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi, James.
How you been doing?
Good. Okay, glad you got through.
I was thinking of asking a question, but then I decided it would be more meaningful for me to tell a very touching story.
All right, go ahead.
So when I was 11 years old, I had a family member who was in a plane crash.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Jeez.
It was a very minor plane crash. It was basically something had gone wrong with one of the engines on a small one-person plane.
Okay.
And the plane went down while it was taking off, and he was incredibly injured. He broke both of his legs, and he was in a wheelchair for about a year and a half. And when he was being admitted into the hospital, you know what he said to me?
What'd he say?
He said, "It's all okay. They're with me."
He saw that. He felt that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
In his, I would guess that attitude got him through this, James.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hard, James. I'm so sorry. That was a hard thing to go through.
When somebody goes through something like that, Sonia, and they come out of it and say, "Everything's going to be okay." I mean, his bones are broken, his legs are broken, but yet they still can say everything's going to be okay.
Right.
They really must be seeing angels around them.
Yeah, there's that inner knowing. You know, we are, George, we're vessels. We are vessels. We receive the earth's energy up through our legs, through our body, and we receive God, creator energy down through the tops of our heads. And it meets, these two energies meet at our heart, which is the riot we all feel when we have love and expression and energy and art and creation and stuff that we make. It's these two energies combined. We're vessels for these energies. And so when someone has this experience where their physical body is broken down and nearly dead, you know, sure, we're gonna, you know, connect with these energies and be helped. We have to reconnect, George, with our trust and our belief in these things. You know, we tend to, you know, kind of pull away from it because we don't live as close to the earth as we used to. When we lived close to the earth, we believed all this stuff so much more because we were accessing earth energy.
Well, they're miracles to be sure. We're going to come back with Sonia Grace and take final phone calls before Miracle Open Lines begin. And welcome back to Coast with Sonia Grace. Of course, her latest book, Spirit Traveler, website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Now, a lot of you have been on hold for a while, and if I do not get to you this half hour when I go into open lines, Crystal, who's filling in for Tom this weekend, she will check back with you to see if your story is for open lines, and we'll keep you on. So you will get on if that's what you so choose. Let's go back to Sonia, of course, and then we'll get to your calls as well. Sonia, by the way, thank you for spending your Christmas holiday with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, George. I'm really happy to be with you over Christmas, and I want to say aloha because I'm actually talking to you from the North Shore of Oahu.
Oh, great. Yeah. How's the weather out there?
It's pouring down rain.
No!
Yeah, but I feel like it's a total blessing because it's beautiful. It's fine. It's dark out. It's not a bother.
I'm getting a lot of emails from people who want to know a little bit more about where they can see you. Do you do seminars or anything like that?
I do. In fact, speaking of the North Shore of Hawaii, I have a meditation retreat called The Creation of Love, and it's March 9th through the 12th. and it's here on the North Shore at Turtle Bay Resort. And then I've got another retreat following that in May 10th through the 14th, called Earth Medicine, and it is also a meditation retreat in Scotland.
Wow.
These are on my website. And then there's another one that I'll be doing in Oregon that's called Earth Circles, and it's really, that's just a fantastic event. And then in November, I'm doing the Ancient Mysteries Revealed. It's a cruise, and that's on my website. There's going to be a lot of people on that cruise, including Linda Moulton Howe, and we're all talking about these ancient sites and what goes on, you know, between the sky and the earth. And of course, I'll be talking about my book, Spirit Traveler.
Great. You do not slow down, do you?
No, just like you.
Let's go to our first time caller, Robert in New Jersey. Robert, thanks for holding. You're up with us. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Mr. Norrie.
Hi, Robert.
Merry Christmas to you and your guests, Miss Grace.
Hi, Robert.
Thank
it's
you.
Sonia. Uh-huh.
So, I just had a quick story about my experience with an angel.
Okay.
When I was about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, I don't know what happened, like the earlier caller that was in the ocean and so forth. I don't know what happened to that brought this experience on, but I was in the bathroom in our house, and I woke up to this angelic being, long white flowing gown, huge white wings, a gold halo around the head, and this gold aura around them, with their hand outstretched to me, you know, telling me to get up from the floor and go back to doing what I was doing. I call it my guardian angel because throughout my life I've had multiple experiences where I shouldn't be here talking to you right now. So I had something or someone watching over me, that's for sure. But it was just a experience that I will never forget.
Gosh, Robert,
a miracle.
That also seems like something that has really given you a lot of faith and a lot of, you know, just a different understanding through your whole life, because that happened to you when you were so young.
Thanks, Robert. Great story. Will a non-believer experience some kind of miraculous situation, angelic or what have you, if they do not believe?
You're asking me, George.
I'm asking you.
Yes, and I'm right here with you. I think that non-believers are, it's just like people who don't believe me when I give them, you know, a message or something that I receive from my guides. It is their lack of belief in their own intuition, which is what causes fear, and then it causes them to not understand what is really happening in that moment. So a non-believer to have an experience with an angel or to have, you know, some kind of spiritual experience is spectacular, because it's like, you know, one of the biggest wake-up calls that we can get. Bam! And, you know, you have to deal with it.
But it will happen to a non-believer.
It can happen to a non-believer, absolutely.
So if somebody,
a non-believer who ends up in a car accident and miraculously lives and happens to see grandma,
yeah,
or grandpa there helping them out of the car.
Because I was going to say, if they say, you know, I don't believe in angels, this stuff's a bunch of bunk, it's not real, and then something happens to them and an angel steps in and saves them, I guess they change, don't they? They
absolutely
change pretty fast.
Absolutely.
I've always said it's healthy to be a skeptic. Is that the same for someone who's skeptical about an existence of an angel, for example?
You know, everybody's orientation to this is so different because people are raised in different religious environments or no religion at all. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it's like all religions embrace angels. It's pretty amazing. Everybody embraces angels. And everybody's had some form of, you know, introduction to angels, be it simply making snow angels in the snow, or actually, you know, being raised Catholic or whatever. And I think that people have an opportunity, again, to, you know, kind of open their minds, and especially during these times when things seem a little uncertain, we don't know what's happening, climate change, you know, the world's a little bit, you know, out of balance. And I think this is the perfect time for people to say, you know what, I'm just going to expand a little bit in my understanding of the world and allow those angels to come in. Because really, what will it hurt? It won't hurt anything.
Let's go to Linda now in Canada. Welcome to the show. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hi. Merry Christmas, George and Simon.
You too, Linda.
Oh,
thank you.
Everything I'm telling you is the truth. It's so miraculous. We didn't find out till 2 weeks ago. I read an article about Michael the Archangel, how when people pass on, that he takes the souls and he gives them a chance to redeem themselves.
Hmm.
And we were used, and it was at my sister. She passed away. We weren't supposed to go be in her room except for her immediate family. But I was summoned there. And the minute I stepped my foot into the door, they said she passed.
Oh, jeez.
I started to cry, and a huge wind, if you understand what that wind is in the unseen world, swept not only me but my nieces, and we all felt it. And I heard my sister's voice say, I'm okay, like, don't cry. And I went, startled. But her husband didn't believe, like, in a prayer, you know, when you pass. Mm-hmm. And as the male nurse was there, and, like, I was kind of, that was bothering me and us, and he all of a sudden said, do you want a chaplain? And we said, yes. Well, the chaplain came, and it fell into place. We are around her bed. The look on her face was so peaceful and incredible, you know, different from what she looked when she was, you know, alive. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my sister, who was at the foot of the bed, moved to her feet, and her hands just went right up. And we, okay, you know. And she said, I was compelled to do that. And she said, I saw her spirit, like, leave. It was to the light. And my sister, you know, is a believer. And she said, Carol was lost, but she saw, she went to the light. And she is okay now. And we just knew it. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what to put to that, you know, that scene, till I read about Michael the Archangel. And my cousin, he said, how does it feel to be used? I goes, oh, my God. I said, it feels incredible knowing that there is someone on the other side that does care, and the Creator is kind, mm-hmm. and doesn't let us suffer, you know, and knows. Mm-hmm. So what you say tonight is just incredible, and what a beautiful time to bring all this out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Linda. That's a beautiful story. And
thanks,
you know, I do believe that we have something to deal with when we go to the other side. But what I've been told by many, many souls that have crossed over is when they've had their review or their conversation with God and they're on the other side, it's not about what we've done in our life. It's not about what we've accomplished. It's about how much we've loved. It's about loving everyone as much as we love our family, our children, our spouse, our brother, our sister. And everybody that has talked to me who's on the other side has said this and has said, you know, I should have loved people more. I only loved my family or you kids or, you know, my wife and my daughter. And, you know, it's such a, to me, a great confirmation that you guys got to really see her go to the light and you had this experience. And I do believe that the archangels do come and help people, as do our relatives. That was a beautiful story.
Who assigns the angels to come help us? I mean, is there somebody up there who just says, okay, Clarence, go take care of Sonia now?
I love that, George. Who assigns the angels? Well, gosh, George, you know, think about how complex this whole universe is. I mean, it's crazy complex. We've got different realms. We've got different dimensions. We've got the spirit realm, the spirit world, you know, the other side, that we've got this world that we're living in. We've got all kinds of levels of consciousness and all different kinds of beings that exist in physical form and non-physical form. Who assigns all of this, I believe, is a much higher power. You know, Creator, God, Source is enormous, like mind-blowing. You know, and we have that little tiny God particle inside of us, you know, we carry, and we feel connected when we allow ourselves to connect. But really, George, most people walk around with a core wound that is separation from source. That's what most people are trying to heal throughout their life, is not being separated from source. And I can tell the listeners right now, 100%, you've never been separated from source. Never.
We've got Joe in the Bronx in New York now. Hey, Joe, Merry Christmas.
Hey, George, Merry Christmas. Thank you. And also, Sonia, Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you. I like to ask you a question. In 2009, my mother passed away. On her deathbed, I made a promise to her that I would be successful in this life. Now, I'm a songwriter. I'd like to know what Michael the Archangel has to say about this personal issue.
Will okay. Michael come forward on this one?
Yeah, what was your mom's first name? Just
Conchetta.
Say it again?
Conchetta.
Conchetta.
Conchetta. It's beautiful.
That's Italian, Joseph.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You know, first of all, your mom, what I'm getting from your mom is she thinks that you're a star. She is so proud of you, and she doesn't want you to ever give up on your dream. She feels that you are destined to make music and to write music, and she says that you are the light of her life. Okay? Michael is telling me that you need to keep persevering and don't ever drop what it is that you feel in your heart about this, because you have something to share with the world that's really profound. Do you understand?
Thank you. Yes, I do.
There you go, Joe.
Keep going. I can't wait to hear your music.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it.
Stick around for the rest of Open Lines, too, Joseph. You're going to enjoy it as we talk about miracles later on tonight. Those are always exciting. Linda in Slidell, Louisiana, welcome to the show. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
You too, Linda.
George, I wanted to tell your listeners a story that I think has two messages. 5.5 years ago, I collapsed with sudden cardiac death.
Oh, God.
And I had a stroke, and I was in a coma for 2 weeks. And nationally, 2% or less survive. And my husband was on the computer watching something about the saints. And my guardian angel hollered out twice. And finally, he got up and came to see about me. And he found me in the shower. I was folded over like a sack of potatoes.
Oh.
And he proceeded to start trying to give me CPR, and he called for my son to call 911. And my son was trying to call 911, and he could barely speak. And he said, here, let me give the phone. And he was telling him, get over here. I've got a woman that's dying, and she's not dying in this house. And it took him 17 minutes to get 3 blocks down my street.
Oh, my God.
And my husband continued to give me CPR. And they got there, and they weren't going to defibrillate me. And my husband said, you're going to do it or I'm going to. And he was preparing to jerk a wire off the lamp and shock me.
Just shock you that way. Wow.
And so they said, okay, they would try. And they got the paddles out, and they shocked me. And my heart started again, and they life-flighted me to San Antonio because I was living in Texas.
And when did this happen?
5.5 years
ago. 5.5 years ago.
Wow.
On subsequent visits to the doctor that was on duty when I went in there, he came in and talked to me. He was a fellow, and he came in and talked to me every day for 2 weeks, including on his days off. And when I was in the coma, I could hear this beautiful voice talking to me, but I didn't know who it was. I didn't know what he was saying. I was in a very confused state because I'd had a stroke. And my message is twofold. One, we do have guardian angels, because my guardian angel hollered out twice for my husband until he got up and came in there to see about me.
That's right.
And the other message is that I want other family members and caretakers that have family or friends that are in a coma, they can hear you, and you need to speak to them, because sometimes I have found in the 5.5 years that that may be the one thing that gets them to stick around and come back.
Yep. That's a great message. I'm so glad you shared your story. That was beautiful. And, you know, it's the same true when women are pregnant with babies. The babies can hear you. You can talk to them. You can read to them. You can really start to, you know, work with that baby in the womb. Same with yours talking of someone in a coma. It's the same. We're so sensitive, and we feel and hear and really get so much information coming in.
I would also say that her husband might have been the angel.
That's exactly right, George. When she was telling the story, I was like, oh, my God, this man's an angel.
I mean, he was there at the right time, and even though he took heed to the angel trying to get his attention,
yes.
I mean, he was
what
there.
What a guy. I mean, that was really spectacular what he did.
Sonia, as we run out of time here this holiday season, do mention your website, please, and your books, if you would.
Sure, George. My website is Sonia, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, G-R-A-C-E.com. My latest book is Spirit Traveler, Unlocking Ancient Mysteries and Secrets of the 8 of the World's Greatest Historic Sites. And my other book is Become an Earth Angel, Advice and Wisdom for Finding Your Wings and Living in Service.
In 15 seconds, give your best wish to our Coast to Coast listeners.
Oh, I wish everybody the happiest of holidays, and for the new year that we all carry the light of hope within us so that we can help really our children and our children's children and on down the line to have a beautiful earth and a beautiful place to live.
Super. Sonia, thanks. You have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too, George. Take care.
Up next, we're going to be talking about miracle open lines, and Crystal will go through those of you still on hold to see if your call will fit open lines, and I'll be back in a moment on this holiday season on Coast to Coast.